You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
Excuse me, Father. Do you have a moment? Thank you, Father. I'm sorry to bother you like this. I know you probably have better things to do than provide counsel to a novitiate, and I know I'm supposed to go to Reverend Mother for matters like this, but I thought perhaps you might relate more to my predicament. You see, Father, there's something that I've been struggling with, and I thought, since you're so new to the priesthood, you might be able to provide guidance, as you may have struggled yourself. You were the first priest I had ever met that I actually felt I could have a conversation with. You've always been so easy to talk to. Last Sunday, as I was leaving your service, you asked me if something was wrong, and I said no. But that was a lie, Father. I felt guilty for lying, but it felt like telling you the truth would have been so much worse. You see, Father, it was your sermon. I was upset because, well, I don't know if I should. What? A confession? Perhaps it would be easier. I admit that I have been neglecting my weekly confession. Maybe that is what I need. I'll just kneel here at your desk if that's all right with you. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I have not remained chaste. My thoughts have not remained pure. For many months now, ever since I came to the convent, in fact, I've been struggling with having certain feelings. Feelings that, as a future nun, I shouldn't be having. Thoughts of temptation. Some may even call them fantasies. So much so that on many nights, I fear I have spent hours lying awake, pleasuring myself, while my mind is filled with thoughts of the touch of a man.